The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The U.S. sees 300,000 excess death in 2022 alone. 300,000, and I think that's a low end. Well, it's not a low. It depends. I haven't seen the exact math. I'm wondering if there's other mathematical statistics that will show it to be higher, depending. I mean, all-cause mortality or excess death should be able to, if you have the proper data, should be able to get it to the exact amount. But I'll give you where that's coming from in just a second. We also have the West sees 2 million excess deaths in 2 years, basically since the vaccine rollout. Well, what could be the cause of this massive excess death? I mean, the vaccine rollout could be just a coincidence, right? Shouldn't people be discussing, shouldn't this be in the media? Shouldn't the media be like talking about this like it's a number one story? You have millions of people that have died in excess that shouldn't have, and we're not trying to figure out why. Why is there this excess death? Why has it skyrocketed? Thank goodness we can rule out an experimental bioweapon jab. Thank goodness we can rule that out. Oh, wait a minute. We can't rule that out? Well, if we can't rule that out, then it really must be a coincidence, right? Lots of people die of coincidences. I've noticed that over the last 2 years, that a lot of people die of coincidence. Yeah, they had a stroke and a heart attack. It just came out of nowhere. They were jabbed 3 times. What a coincidence. It's just a coincidence. Folks, the amount of deaths that are not attributed to the vaccine, this is just excess death. This is not death attributed necessarily to the vaccine. I'm attributing it to the vaccine because there's no other cause that could be responsible for it. And until proven otherwise, why wouldn't you assume? Wait a minute. From the time an experimental vaccine was rolled out till now, in the Western world, we have at least 2 million excess deaths to account for. But we don't know how to account for them, and nobody's looking into it. But how many people have died of the jab and they're within the category of not excess death? That's another question. We won't know that answer. How many people will die in the future? And they definitely will not say it's from the jab. But the jab is doing more damage now than in its first year. A lot of people don't know that. Because people covering the jab, a lot of people, the news coverage of people that used to cover it has died down a little, understandably. You can't just cover it every single day. Well, actually, you could, because there's always something. There's always something. I practically cover it every single day because I'm always finding stuff. It's like, wow, this is more. And again, it's not like people are having effects from the jab and it's going down. We have not peaked yet. And I don't know when the peak will be. We'll get to that too. Some of you, if you're new to the show, might not be believing me, but let me back up what I'm saying so you understand. You can see this. First, the headline, and let me read it to you, and we'll pop up the headline. This is from The Defender, Children's Health Defense News and Views. Here's the headline, groundbreaking analysis, COVID vaccines caused 300,000 excess deaths. That's in the U.S. alone, folks. $147 billion in damage to the economy in 2022 alone. $147 billion in damage to the economy. But don't worry about that. Nobody needs to be concerned. Nobody needs to care, right? Just move on. Well, maybe I should just move on. Let's move on to another headline so you understand. How about we go to the expose? The expose has its own headline. Take a listen for yourself.
The Pfizer effect. Government reports suggest COVID vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome is partly to blame for 2 million excess deaths in the West over the past 2 years. Recent reports from the governments of the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the UK and most of Europe have raised alarm bells as they confirm that 2 million excess deaths have been recorded since the mass rollout of the COVID-19 injections. Your government and mainstream media are insisting the cause of this shocking rise in deaths is merely a coincidence and have thrown out excuses such as climate change, a crisis in healthcare, and even hypochondria, which they renamed long COVID. But the evidence clearly suggests that whilst the COVID-19 injections may not be to blame for all of the excess deaths suffered since the rollout, they are by far and large the biggest contributing factor. And one of the reasons why is the huge effect they have on the immune system. Rather than improving the state of your immune system, COVID-19 vaccination has the opposite effect. With official government reports suggesting the damage caused can be so severe that it can lead to what can only be described as COVID vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome.
And we have to be seeing a rise in that because we have other stats that can back that up. I've shared it with you on the show before, and I need to go back because not everyone sees every show. So you might not have been aware of this. But we know that people's immune systems, for sure, but with no doubt, have been affected by the vaccine and have been damaged. Because there's no other explanation than the vaccine, is what I'm saying, that people's immune systems have been completely damaged. But we have been saying, we've had experts that have always said that giving these jabs and giving them over and over again will damage people's immune systems. Talking about how the spike protein, I won't go into all the details, but it tells your body to make the spike protein. Your own immune system comes and then might attack and damage your own body and cell walls. It also can cause your immune system. Another way is that it only will recognize that type of COVID-19. And that's what it's looking for. And it will attack that to try to defeat it. But then other coronaviruses can go right around your immune system and you'll get sick more and more often. There's immune imprinting, which is different than that. And Dr. Robert Malone talks about immune imprinting that the vaccine causes. There are all sorts of bad things to your immune system that the vaccine seems to cause that experts warned before most people got the jab were warning. The animal trials showed that this could happen. In the animal trials, not for COVID-19, folks, because a lot of people are like, there wasn't that really hardly any animal trials. No, animal trials for mRNA technology, not just for the COVID-19 vaccine, but using mRNA technology in SARS-1, I believe starting way back in like 2005, but don't hold me to that date. But they were using mRNA technology in animals and testing this, and they kept running into this weird problem that kept happening. The animals' immune systems kept being damaged. And when they introduced a virus after a long period of time later, sometimes up to a year later, they would introduce a new virus, the animals would die because their immune system was damaged from the mRNA technology and would not fight them off. We're not making this up. This is how we're wondering before anybody else. Well, will this happen to human beings if it happened in the animal trials with mRNA technology? And the answer is yes, which we believed it would be yes, because why wouldn't it be yes? But they acted like, no, we can fast track this. And you know what? Don't worry about it. We'll experiment. And we don't think that's going to happen. They didn't even say. They never even told you about this stuff. It's really what they did. But even if they did tell you about it, they would say, oh, no, we don't really think that's going to happen. It doesn't matter that our animal trials showed that. Oh, so has sickness skyrocketed? Has it? It absolutely has. What does that prove if sickness has skyrocketed? And how do I know sickness has skyrocketed? By people calling off in the workforce and how often they're calling off and how long they're out from their employers. That can be traced. Ed Dowd traced it. and gives you a chart on it. Take a look.
Basically, it exploded starting in 2021 and 2022. In the absence data in 2020, we had, you know, absence data go up, as you would suspect. People were getting sick. People were shut down. People were, yeah, there it is. Just that, if you look, you're a math guy, you're a chart guy. Look at the slope of that line. It's accelerating. And the standard deviation in 2020 was 3 from the baseline we calculated from 2003 to 2019. It's pretty steady, these absence rates. It went 3 standard deviations above in 2020, which you could make the case that we could expect that. Then it went to 5 standard deviations in 2021 and then 11 in 2022. So there's evidence that people are continuing to get sick over time. And I hate to say this, but this data is evidence that we have what a lot of doctors are talking about, which is VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So there's a lot of studies that have been done by the doctors that suggest the immune system gets blown up by the vaccine. Okay. Give me that.
Yeah, because no way you could have 5 or 11 standard deviation shift. Give me that term again. That term of, I want everybody to under. This is nomenclature. People are going to have to understand. Give me that nomenclature
called the immunity system. VAIDS, vaccine acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So there's been a lot of studies by, the Cleveland Clinic came out and said that people who have been vaccinated seem to get COVID more and more than unvaccinated.
Yes, people are getting sick more and more often, as we have actually predicted would happen on this show, because we said if your immune system is being damaged, I told people, you know what you can expect? That you're going to get sick more often, and more than that, the average cold, the common cold, is a coronavirus. And I warned you, every winter now, the common cold is going to probably hit you really hard, and you're going to say it's COVID-19. But I, the unvaccinated, am just going to get the common cold. And so the unvaccinated are going to get the normal common cold and feel like it's normal common cold. The vaccinated are going to feel like they got hit with a Mack truck. And you're going to get sick more and more often. And that's exactly what the stats show. That's going up to 2022. Now we've entered 2023. What if, and we're not going to know until the end of the year. See, we always have to wait. I hate that I have to wait for this stuff. What if the deviation went up 3 in 2020? We know what that was. Employers force people to stay home just out of fear. You got a PCR test, you're not even sick. A lot of people weren't even sick, but they tested positive. They felt totally fine. They never got sick. They had to stay home. With all that crap going on, you only saw a deviation of an uptick of 3. I would have thought it would have been higher with that kind of crap going on. And they forced you to be home for 2 weeks if you tested positive with a false positive. And you only saw a deviation of 3, which is pretty high. That is a high deviation. That shows you how much 3 deviation really is. When you have that going on, that's what it shows you. Then the next year, after the vaccine rollout, you have a 5. And after that, you have a 11. What if this year it's 20? Because that's the pattern I'm seeing. Somewhere around 20 or over 20 is what the pattern is showing. Do you know what that would mean? Employers are going to be scrambling. They're going to always be having people calling off. They're going to be having a hard time keeping up. They're going to be losing money. In an economy that can't afford this kind of stuff. The pattern did not peak. So I don't know when it peaks, and it might not peak for years and years and years. I have no idea. Nobody does. That's the thing about experimental bioweapons. You don't know when an experimental bioweapon ever ends, because it's never been used before. Oh, all right. So there's that. Let me just quickly, I've got to check the time, see how much time I have to squeeze all this stuff in. Let me quickly just give you a headline. That's all I'm going to do here. It's from Dr. Paul Ellis Alexander's, his what is it called? Well, it's his like blog. I forget what it's exactly on. But anyways, take a listen to this headline.
The spike protein, S protein, and spike mRNA both can enter the nucleus of cell. Did you know that? Did anyone involved with mRNA technology tell you? Sattar et al. Warned us, we can extrapolate that.
Okay. Did anyone warn you about your DNA being messed with? Did anyone warn you about what it would do to your immune system? Were you really informed? Could you really consent to having a vaccine? Did they inform you of any of the risks? Or did they just tell you safe and effective? When it was neither safe, and everybody knows it has zero effectiveness. The people who have gotten the jab get COVID over and over again, and they get it easy and easier and harder. And the people who don't get the jab, they hardly ever get COVID-19. And usually when they get it, it's because of vaccinated people. I've had COVID that I know of once, that I know of for sure. And it was after everyone ran out to get the first vaccine, and I didn't know I was sitting at a table at a public function. I won't even say where, but all of a sudden I found out they were all just got back from being vaccinated. And I sat at a table with them eating. Well, guess what happened to me 2 days later? I got their shedding and got sick and got their COVID from their vaccine, which if you don't know, that's 100% scientifically proven to happen. So I know for sure I got it. And the only reason why I ever got it was because of vaccinated people, or else I don't think I would have ever gotten it ever. I went to stores never wearing masks. Through the whole thing of pandemic, never got sick. I never got sick until I was around a whole bunch of people who had just gotten vaccinated. And I wish I had known ahead of time. I would have never sat at their table. Oh, well, I can't do anything about it. But let me give you some of Dr. Robert Malone, because he was asked this interesting question, because you might be fired up. How can we hold these people responsible? What Dr. Fauci did, remember, Dr. Fauci not only pushed this horrific vaccine, which it really is a bioweapon, on you, he's also the founder and creator of COVID-19 itself. He funded the research regardless of where it came out of, because it either came out of China, or we're finding out there's more reports now, and I haven't really fully recovered it, that it could have came out of Ukraine with all these bioweapons, and they were doing research in Ukraine on this stuff. And some people theorize that's one of the reasons for the Ukraine wars, to cover all that crap up, that it was the United States and Ukraine that released it. I don't know. Regardless, here's the thing. Fauci and his agencies that he approves of would have been behind it, would have been behind Ukraine, most likely, or our Department of Defense, either one, or Fauci is behind it in the Wuhan lab in China. It's Fauci's baby, that we know. So can you hold someone like Fauci or any of these people responsible? That's the question to Dr. Robert Malone.
So he provided sworn testimony in Missouri versus Biden. You'll recall, had a memory lapse over 160 times. It's hard to square the circle of the Tony Fauci that's in that PBS video joking casually and so self-confident with the Anthony Fauci that it has 160 memory lapses about key issues when he's under sworn testimony. I don't think we're ever going to be able to pin this guy down. He's very, we've covered this again and again. He's a very adroit liar, and he knows all the tricks. This is why Ron Johnson is concerned that we'll ever be able to hold any of these public officials accountable, is that the culture in D.C. has just become very sophisticated in avoiding any accountability. So we have again and again reports that these key meetings that were held under Chatham House rules with no notes and no recordings.
Hold on, I want to pause it there. He says that we can't hold them accountable because DC has become very sophisticated, which makes it sound like they've become super smart and they know how to lie. They're really good at lying. I would like to disagree with Dr. Fauci. With Dr. Robert Malone on that. It's not that these people are so smart that they know how to get around being held accountable. That's because the Department of Justice And everything that's connected to it, like the FBI, is completely corrupt and is there to protect the DC gangsters. These people that have made money in all sorts of illegal ways. And that's all they're there for. Money, 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 money. And the Department of Justice is there now just to protect them. They can do whatever they want, and they know they'll never be held accountable. So, yeah, you can run around and say whatever you want on public TV and never be held accountable, and it might make you kind of look like, how does he get away with it? He must be really smart. No, if I had a Department of Justice that would never convict me on anything and never even come after me or never hold me accountable, I could run around and say anything I want to and not even worry. That's all that's going on there. Back to Dr. Robert Malone.
And no cell phones. And that wasn't just because they were top secret. They don't want accountability for anything here. And they have very carefully arranged things so that they have plausible deniability. So where is it going to come from? I don't know how this happens and how we are able to pin Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Rochelle Walensky, Peter Marks, the current director of the FDA. I don't know how we can do this unless we have whistleblowers come forward. And there's a lot of disincentives for federal employees to speak truth. If the tide turns and it becomes in their financial best interests, I guess that's when we might start seeing.
And I would say, I'm pausing there because I'm running out of time. Even with whistleblowers, no. We've had tons of whistleblowers on the FBI. Nothing's going to be held accountable because the Department of Justice will never hold them accountable. Do you think the Department of Justice cares what the whistleblowers say? They took Hunter Biden's laptop and hid it. They had it for a year before the election. So, no, it doesn't matter. You can catch these people red-handed. It doesn't matter. So what I'm saying is, no, we'll never pin any of these people down. And yes, they're all going to get away with it. And all of you need to come to grips with that so you don't flip out at some point in time and don't let it hit you like a brick, although I might be hitting you with it with a brick. They will never be held accountable, never by man, but God will get them. And I know some of you, oh, that's a cop-out. It's not a cop-out. If they get away with it here on earth, they will get it way worse from God. And I know God will get them. This is the whole point. The Bible is clear about this all the time. These people think because they get away with it and God doesn't strike them dead, that means there's no God and they'll never be held accountable. When God says, I will do a judgment on you at the end of your life, he's not going to just strike people dead. But they get away with evil. And the more someone gets away with evil, the more cocky they become that there is no God and they can do more and more and more and more and they'll never see justice. They're 100% wrong. God's going to get them. Don't worry. Fauci has a hot place in hell because he isn't going to repent as far as I can tell. And I think his heart is hard. So let God get them. Doesn't matter that they get away with it. No one gets away with anything. That's the reality. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
The truth is hard to find, but the New American has it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.